Hi, my name's V Hay, and I'm the manager of the Lunch Club here at Cranmore Court.
If you could just give us a little bit of background about what the Age Concern Lunch, because it's been going for about 10 years, I understand.
The Lunch Club's been going for around about 10 years. We offer a hot lunch and dessert for the clients who come along 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And along with that, we offer entertainment, various sort of activities and special functions throughout the year, including trips out to garden centres, and we went to Bognor last year. So it offers a lot of things for the clients who come in, but particularly, and I think probably the most important thing, is it offers companionship. And that's what a lot of these older people definitely need.
Right, so and would you say that for a lot of these people this is the only opportunity they have to interact and mix with like-minded people and their friends rather than probably spending the rest of the week in their houses or whatever?
Absolutely. I mean, without the Lunch Club, some of these people wouldn't go anywhere because they're unable to get out and about independently. They need to use Dial-A-Ride to come to us. So we offer them not only the companionship, but the opportunity for a change of scenery, which obviously, as most people know, if you're stuck inside 5 days a week, 7 days a week, it leads to depression and all sorts of other illnesses. So it's very important that people are kept as mobile as possible and able to come out and visit and be with friends. It's so important.
Right, so it's a real value. You call them clients, but to me and everybody else in the community, these are our elderly residents who need to be looked after.
Yes.
Service provided free, or do they pay an amount to be a member of the club or what? How does that work?
The clients do pay for their lunch. They pay £5 for the hot meal and dessert. And we do have a small donation each time towards activities, because sadly over the past few years, there's been more and more cutbacks by the local council. So our income has become less and less. So by sort of having a little bit of an activities fund, it enables us to put that back into the club and run things like having somebody come in and do some singing for them, or maybe do some chair exercises. It enables us to actually offer entertainment, which otherwise we wouldn't be able to do because it just isn't the money there to do it now.
Would you say that it's very well attended?
Yeah, it has regular clients. Some of them have been with us from the very, very beginning. The numbers are steady at the moment. We haven't sort of done an awful lot to encourage extra numbers because we just do not know what's going to be happening to us come April. And yes, lots and lots of regular people who come along and see their regular friends, and some new clients. I've got a couple starting this Friday, so there's always an ongoing income of new people, if you like. But it's obviously it's quite slow because of the age group. And very well attended. I mean, the Christmas lunch had, there was about 60-odd people here at Christmas time. Absolutely fantastic day. They absolutely loved it. They do things like Easter bonnet parade and Halloween. We all dress up and have a bit of fun. And at Valentine's Day, we're doing, because they said there's not enough men, I'm saying the ladies should come in dressed as men and the men dressed as women. So I'm looking forward to that day. That'll be fun.
Excellent, excellent. And what would you say is the age range of the people? So how old would you say the youngest person is that attends, and how old would you say the oldest person is?
Well, the youngest, I would say, is in their early 60s, and I know exactly the age of that. Our eldest client at the moment is 102.
Wow,
and
she's 102.
102.
Is she here today?
She's not here today,
oh,
but she's
that's a
here
shame.
The other
We'd like
two
to have
days
had a chat with her.
Yeah. She's delightful.
Right.
And she, again, would be very, very sorry to see the club go, because she knows a lot of the people here.
Now, the Age Concern lunch is run by a number of volunteers. V is a paid member of staff and is paid by Surrey Heath Borough Council, but there are a number of volunteers that help with this event every week. And V wanted to just explain, you know, exactly what value they bring to the community and to the residents who attend this event.
Yeah, we have around about 13 volunteers presently working at the Lunch Club, a wonderful band and group of people. And what I'd like to say really is not only do they give a lot to the clients, I feel the Lunch Club gives back a lot to the volunteers. For instance, quite often you'll have somebody come along who maybe hasn't worked for quite a while. So by coming to the Lunch Club, it rebuilds their confidence and also gives the clients the opportunity to get to know someone new and hopefully use some of their skills within the Lunch Club activities.